This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Air Force has picked Northrop Grumman to build a new bomber, one the Pentagon hopes is so sophisticated it might one day fly without pilots. The government could eventually buy 100 of the new planes, which are expected to include radar-evading stealth technology. The defense contract is worth more than $20 billion for the R&D part, but over 30 years, some analysts say the program could cost something like $1 trillion. Marketplace's Nova Safo has more.
Right now, the Air Force uses B-52 bombers that were relatively new technology during the Vietnam War. It's also got a fleet of B-2 stealth bombers.
The stealth bomber fleet that they have now is only about 20 aircraft, so it is relatively small.
That's Dan Wasserbly, a defense industry expert at IHS. Those stealth bombers were built by Northrop Grumman, but the defense contractor was not assured to win this time around, says aerospace analyst Richard Abulafia of the Thiel Group.
It is kind of a David and Goliath story. It was hard not to be surprised somewhat.
The Goliath in the story is a joint partnership between Boeing and Lockheed Martin, which also bid for the bomber contract. Now that Goliath lost, Abulafia says the industry is likely to restructure.
We now have two programs for the next decade in terms of production.
One at Lockheed Martin, the other at Northrop Grumman.
So from Boeing's standpoint, they've got some tough decisions to make.
One immediate decision for Boeing is whether to challenge the Northrop Grumman contract in court or through government auditors. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.